And so verse number 7, last Sunday we dealt with the first part of this verse. Today, if the Lord will help us, we'll deal with the second part of this verse. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Amen. Last Sunday, thank you for standing. Last Sunday, I dealt with the fact of the responsibility of showing mercy. Amen.
Right.
And as a Christian, it is our responsibility to have mercy to mankind. Amen. Especially towards other Christians. I mean, that ought to be a given, but we also are to have, you know, it's showing mercy to the sinner when we pray for sinners. That's having mercy.
Yeah.
Showing mercy on sinners. Amen. Maybe you drive by and see somebody out there strung out on drugs or some type of a, maybe somebody poor. I mean, you just go out and your heart reaches out to them and you pray for them and say, God, would you help them? That's showing them mercy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amen. So we dealt last week, and I don't have time to get all back into all that about our responsibility to show mercy, what mercy is not, and then I dealt with what mercy is. Amen. And I'm so glad that when you're showing mercy towards someone, it means that we're looking for opportunity to find a need in somebody else's life that we can meet. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And God will do that, won't he?
Thank you, Lord.
Just for instance, there was a instance here several services ago. I don't know if it was a month ago or a month and a half ago, six weeks ago, as an individual come in here and said, hey, preacher, this is what I need. Amen. And somebody else told me, said, well, I've been praying. This is what I felt like doing. So one man had a need and another man had a solution. That's God, ain't it?
Yeah.
Woo, amen. That's the way God moves. That's being merciful. Amen. The merciful person makes inquiries about the welfare of someone else. Amen. If you know somebody else is in need and the Bible says in another place and we shut up our vows of compassion and their vows of mercy towards that someone, I tell you, that is not showing mercy, is it?
Right.
Praise God. What about the Good Samaritan? He was aware of the condition of the man that had fell there and had been beaten and had been robbed, and he went out of his way to help another man.
Yeah.
Woo, glory to God. Right. And not only did he go out of his way, brother, I'm just kind of getting started here. Don't worry. And not only did he go out of his way, Brother George, but he went down there and he put him in an inn, put him in a motel, if you will.
Yeah.
And he went down there and he paid the man the fare for the night and some more nights. And he said, I've got to go, but I'm going to come back this way in time. And if I owe you some more, I'll pay you then.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I tell you, it's showing mercy, isn't it? Aren't you glad that sometimes in life when you weren't able to help yourself and you weren't, when this man had fell in the those that had robbed him and those that had misused him and abused him, aren't you glad sometimes in life you fall in the hands of somebody
Amen.
That shows mercy?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm glad for that, aren't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And I don't want to get too in-depth in this, but God is for us showing mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. The merciful person has the attitude of Jesus Christ, and he wants to be used of God. Amen. And he wants to be used to bless others. Amen. And the time that Jesus was living in, there wasn't a lot of merciful folks in that day. Matter of fact, the Roman Empire was a very merciless society. Amen.
Right.
But I'm so glad that the mercy of Christ motivated him, amen, to reach out to everybody in his day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to look at all the people that Jesus rescued. In an unmerciful society, Jesus touched the sick. He touched the blind. He touched the deaf and the dumb. Amen. He touched those that were having sorrow. What about that woman who was in the funeral procession to bury her son, and Jesus touched the bier and he got up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ah, Jesus showed that lady mercy, didn't he? Praise God. In that day, they didn't have Social Security. They didn't have means of governmental help, and they had to depend on their children when they got too old to work. They had to depend on their children and family to help them. So this woman's hope, not only was her son getting ready to be buried, her hope in life was going to be buried, but Jesus had mercy on her. Hallelujah. I'm glad he's got mercy on me, don't you? For the most part, in the days that Jesus lived, and taught were characterized by not very much mercy. Listen to this, and I'm going to move on to my second part here. But during much of this ruthless Roman history, a father had the right. I didn't know this. I was reading into this, and it's got intriguing to me. Amen. A father had the right of deciding whether or not a newborn baby would live. As an infant was held up for him to see. After the baby was born, it was brought to the father. And the father, this is in the Roman society of Jesus' days, the father would turn his thumb up if he liked the child and wanted the child to live, or he would take his thumb down. Amen. And if he put his thumb down, they would immediately take the child and go out and drown that child. Amen. I tell you, that's not very much of a merciful society, is it?
No.
Praise God. That's not very much of a merciful society at all. Amen. Citizens had the same life or death power over their slaves. Slaves was very common at that time. And at that time, for any reason, if a master wanted to kill a slave, they could do such a thing. Oh, that's a horrible time to live in, isn't it?
Yes. Amen.
Husbands could even do the same to their wives. Amen. A husband could decide the fate of his wife, whether she lived or died. Oh, I've come to tell you, that's a terrible time to live in. Amen. But oh, I'm so glad that I serve a God that believes in having mercy. Amen. At times in my life, Sister Nicole, when I didn't deserve mercy, God gave me mercy. Amen. At times in my life when I deserved judgment and when I deserved, amen, harsh treatment, I'm so glad that for God so loved the world that he gave his son. What did he do? He gave us mercy. Amen. Thank God for mercy. Likewise, paganistic governments and Islamic nations and dictators are characterized by cruelty. Did you know that even today in some nations, the dictator of that nation can determine whether you live or whether you die?
Like
amen.
Man.
You cross certain governments in certain countries, and such as China and Russia and different places, and you go against the dictator of that nation, I tell you, not only will he kill you, he'll kill your whole family. That's a ruthless society, isn't it?
Like
amen. That's a ruthless time, amen, to be a part of. Praise God. But I'm so glad that God don't operate like that. I'm so glad that those, amen, that really deserve judgment, he has mercy on. Thank God. And he said there in the first part of this verse, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. It is our responsibility to have mercy. That was the first one the other day. So if the Lord will help us, I'm going to continue right along here. Amen. And I'm going to show us the reward of having mercy.
Yes.
Amen. What does Jesus mean by this statement that the merciful shall obtain mercy? Amen. We must look at this, that the obtaining of mercy does not deal with the salvation of the soul. Amen. And some people get this confused and they get this mixed up here. Amen. But I thank God that he's talking about the saved here. Amen. He's talking about the one who's already a child of God, who's already a Christian. Amen. Odds are, if you're ruthless like these examples that I've already given you, you're probably not saved. Amen. But thank God, when you get saved, you'll want to have mercy on someone. And the Bible is clear that salvation is by grace and it is free. Amen. There's nothing you can do to obtain salvation. Hallelujah. You can't shake a preacher's hand. What is it called? Dowry. You can't provide dowry. You can't provide money. You can't provide things and purchase or buy your way to salvation. I tell you how you get saved. Amen. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's free. Amen. I was saved because I believed in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. God gives us grace because it's needed. Amen. Not because it's merited. Not because I earned it. But because he looked down at an old wretch such as me one day. Amen. And he said, oh, Jason is in great need to be saved. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. And not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Right.
Not of works, lest any man should boast. There's nothing you can do. You can't get built up in yourself. But you're saved by grace through faith. Amen. And the subject of salvation, amen, is not the issue here. In Matthew chapter number 5, the Lord is speaking of the daily mercy needed for Christian living and of mercy in the future day when the Christian works will be revealed. Did you know one of these days the works that we do in this life will be revealed in heaven one day? Hallelujah. Why else does he tell us that we'll not as much give a cup of cold water in his name that he's not keeping track of? Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. We're not just here for 40 or 50 or 60 or 80 years and then just gone. We are an eternal being. And everything you do for the Lord is being recorded. Amen. Oh, yes, that's right. For good or for bad, if you sow wickedness and unrighteousness, that's being recorded. If you sow goodness and righteousness and you sow mercy and you help those that's in need and you don't talk about everybody and their brother and stir up trouble, oh, you let God's recording that. But if you do the opposite, God's recording that also. Amen. Well, I come to tell us, church, amen, we are eternal beings, and our life is going to live forever one day. Oh, yes. Amen. So it leads us to the bottom punchline here. Amen. Every day of your life is important. How you decide to live every day. Amen. Every day that I wake up and I work and I do something for God, it means something in eternity. You might not think it does. You might look in the mirror on some days and say, man, I'm not getting very much done for God. But let me tell you something. God is keeping track. Amen. God is keeping record. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 2. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Oh, yes. And this ain't a very, very popular scripture, amen. We don't like to hear this one. A lot of folks like to judge, but they don't want to be judged. Amen. A lot of people like to be critical, but they can't stand when somebody's critical to them. Sister Barbara, me over the coals, Sister Barb Corns. Amen. Some of you remember her, some of you don't know her. But she raked me over the coals 2 or 3 times. One time, she let me have it. Amen. And I don't even want to get into what it was. She overheard somebody say something. We was on a church van, driving somewhere to church, 8 or 10 of us, and she overheard somebody say something, and she thought I said it. And she called me that night about 11 o'clock at night, and she raked me up one side and down the other. Amen. And I said, hold it. I don't even know what you're talking about. And she said, I heard you say it. It come from the front. Amen. I said, I'm sorry, Sister Barb, that you heard that. I heard it also. And I know who said it, but it wasn't me. Amen. Thank God. And you know what? And she melted down. And she said, oh, I'm sorry for that. Amen. Sister Barb was very quick to render judgment. But a time or two, I was on the other end of the line, and I had to get on to her, Brother George. And most people, they can give it, but they can't take it. And I always told Michelle, Sister Barb's one of the few that I've ever met in church. Amen, she could take it. Hallelujah. And if she was on the wrong end of things, I'd say, Sister Barb, what about this? Amen. And she'd melt down, and she'd say, I'm sorry. A time or two, she said this, I messed up, I made a mistake, and I'll never do it again. Amen. And she never did it again. Praise God. Oh, God. Amen. man, you better watch out. If you're ready to judge, always have the gavel, amen, to knock down over somebody's life. It'll come back your way one day. Listen to me, church. It'll come back your way. Galatians 6 and 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. If you sow judgment, you're going to reap judgment. If you sow, amen, unmercy, you're going to reap, amen, not mercy. But if you give mercy, he said, blessed are they, amen, that, oh, that are merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. I come to tell you tonight, you better err on the side of lending mercy. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus became the ultimate example of mercy.
Your way might have gone.
Can you imagine being nailed and hung and crucified on a cross and being beat? They cast lots over his garments. They shoved a kind of thorn upon his head. His blood ran down the cross. And he looked down, Brother George, at those that beat him.
Right.
He looked down at those that wanted him dead and that were in the act of killing him. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not
right.
what they do.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Is that mercy, Brother Carson?
Oh, God. Yes, it is.
That'd be hard to do, Brother Tommy.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because our nature tends to say, when somebody does me wrong, that's all right. I know how I can
Mom.
Get back. We automatically try to figure out how we're going to get back.
You're right.
Yep.
Come on.
Hey, here they were, beating Jesus, crucifying him, blood running down the cross, making fun of him. Amen. Pierced his with a side, blood gushing out. And he raised his head up and he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't even know what they're doing.
Bye-bye.
The ultimate Amen. Example. Mercy.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
The ultimate example.
Thank you, Lord.
Mercy. Aren't you glad for that, church?
Amen.
Aren't you glad that he showed mercy?
Yes.
The reason the merciful are blessed is that they will have shown mercy. The word they is the phrase, in this phrase is emphatic. It is the Greek word latos, which means they alone. They who meet the conditions, amen, are the ones who will receive mercy.
Right.
Those who are not merciful will not receive mercy, but right. judgment, amen. Oh, yes, Proverbs 11 and 17. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul. Did you hear that? This is Bible.
Yeah.
The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. Hallelujah. Hey, I've already been preaching to us, and I told you last Sunday some of this makes uncomfortableness in the air, but you got to watch out, because the merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. Amen. You better watch out before you render that judgment, because he that is cruel, the Bible said, amen, you're troubling your own flesh. You better watch out. Judgment will come your way.
Yes, yes, God.
James 2:13. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Things quieting down a lot here.
Come on, brother.
Don't worry, it ain't gonna affect me none.
Come on, brother.
Amen. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that showed no mercy.
Jesus.
Jesus.
And mercy will rejoice against judgment.
Bless you, Lord.
That's New Testament Bible I'm preaching to you. You'll act like you'd never heard that before. Amen. Mercy triumphs judgment. Aren't you glad of that?
Amen.
Matthew 6 and 14 said, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. How can you expect forgiveness when you're unwilling to forgive?
Come on, brother.
Hey, I'm sorry I ain't preaching high today.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Oh, yes. the Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Amen. We reap what we sow. If we are merciful to others, most of the time, others will be merciful to us. This is not always the case, because look at how merciful Jesus was to the men and the women of his day. It was a merciless society. We've already established that. But Jesus had mercy, and Jesus showed mercy. But it was the church of that day that killed him, that crucified him, amen, that convicted him and nailed him to the cross. How did that happen, Brother Jason? I'm getting ready to get to it. Amen. But look at what men did to Jesus, who was the epitome of mercy. The more Jesus showed mercy, the more he showed, amen, the unmercifulness of the Jewish religious leaders, the less mercy that they showed him, and the more they were determined to do away with Christ. Amen.
Right. Come on, yes.
So the ultimate outcome was mercy by the way of the cross.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' crucifixion, there was two merciless systems. There was a merciless government, and there was merciless religion.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
United together to kill the Savior that we know of, Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 7 does not teach that mercy to men will bring mercy from men. Here's the crux of my whole message. If you don't understand anything else I say today, you better get this. Just because you show mercy to men or women, just because you show mercy to someone else, doesn't mean that man will show mercy to you.
Right.
But this verse teaches us that when we show mercy to mankind, God will show mercy to us. God sent his son to die on a cross. God sent his son and they crucified him. God sent his son and they tried him in a courtroom and they slung the gavel down and said guilty to a man that had never sinned. Man didn't show him mercy, but God showed him mercy. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, I feel like I got a breakthrough right here. Amen. I feel like I got a breakthrough. You know, the reason why you can't seem to get to victory, you got your eyes on how everybody else is acting. I treat others good, and this is what I get. I treat this one good, and this is what I God said. He didn't say, amen, blessed are the merciful that are merciful to other men, and other men are going to show them. No! But he said, blessed are the merciful when you show mercy to other men. I will not forget your mercy. Your manner of work and your manner of labor. Others might walk away. Others might slap you in the face. But God said, because you gave mercy, I will give you mercy.
Yes.
Don't forget that.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't ever forget that.
He'll do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hebrews 2 and 17. Wherefore, in all these things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of all the people. Amen. Oh yes. We are to pray for. We are to desire. We are to love and seek mercy. And it will open the doors of blessings. Amen. Wider than anything else in life.
Right.
Praise God. There's never a moment, listen to me, amen, in our lives in which we are in need of mercy, both in the hands of our fellow man, amen, and in the hands of God, that God will leave us stranded if we are a person of mercy. That we need it daily. Amen. I need it daily from the Lord, church. Let me tell you something. And I'm not trying to whine and cry and gripe. I mentioned the other night, amen, about the 1-800 Happy Hotline that Phil Kidd talked about. And he said he called that number and they hung up on him and said, "Great God, I can't help you." Amen. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been to the place where you cried for mercy and you said, "God, I need mercy"? Psalms 86:3 said, "Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily." David said, "God, every day I need mercy. Every day, Lord, I need your hand reaching down and showing me mercy."
Amen. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Bless Lord.
We got to pray and say, "Lord, I know your mercy." Psalms 41:4, I said, "Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee."
Glory, glory, glory.
Sometimes you got to bite the bullet and say, "God, have mercy on me.
That's right.
I've sinned against you."
That's right. Yeah.
Amen. You're right, brother. Come on.
A lot of people cry. They won't do it, Brother George.
Come on.
A lot of people won't do that right there.
It's the truth.
They're too prideful to say, "Lord, I've sinned against you, and I need mercy now."
Mercy.
Yes. You're absolutely right, brother. Come on.
Yes.
But when people sin, they hide it. Mm-hmm. They try to cover it up. Mm-hmm. Hey, I know I'm a dad 5 years. My dad every now and again will tell me something, you know? Just being funny. I'll say, "Dad, I got 2.5 times more kids than you got." Woo! Bless getting ready to tell him I got 3 times more kids than him. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo. But you know, I've seen kids do things, you know, and you tell them about 5 or 10 times, and you tell a child, "Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this," and they do it, and you come in the room, and you don't have to say a word, and they go to hide the things.
Yeah.
Right. Come on, bro.
Woo. Reason. Well, all the girls used to say, "Mom's got eyes in the back of her head. She always seems to find out what we did." Woo. Yeah. Mom knows what you did. Let me tell you something. God knows 10 times easier.
Absolutely.
What you
Amen,
did.
Brother.
Yes, yes.
And you better cry for mercy.
Have your way, my God. Bless you,
and say, "Lord, I've sinned against you, God. Would you give me mercy?"
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Are you ready for a little bit more? I ain't got much longer left here. Micah 6:8. You're going to write these down and study on these. "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good."
What does the Lord require of thee?
He showed thee, O man, what is good. And what the Lord doth require of thee. What does he require of thee? But to do justly. That's a sermon in itself. And that's the hard part about this. I get into this and I get a little sidetracked. I like to preach a mercy on doing justly. Hallelujah. And I got back here and I got sidetracked, Brother George. Amen. You know what doing justly is? Being fair in action. Amen. Hallelujah. That being fair, praise God. Don't take favoritism in certain situations, but be fair in that. And the Bible said God doesn't require being justly of you. You got to be fair. Amen. And to love mercy. Hallelujah. And to walk humbly with thy God. I come to tell us, you ought to pray for God to give you mercy. You ought to pray for God to let you live justly. You ought to pray for God to help you have a fair mind and fair judgment and fair action. A lot of times people get into things and they judge people right off the bat and you don't even know the rest of the story.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus.
I'm not being mean here. I'm really not. I'm not a know-it-all. If anybody knows me good at all, you know that. I'm not a know-it-all. I can take reprimand. People's raked me over the coals. I mean, I'm getting used to it.
Come on, brother.
They've raked my family over the coals. I'm getting used to it.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. So I'm not above reprimand. I'm not above anything like that. Amen.
Come on,
but what I come to tell you is, you better watch out, because one of these days, you're going to need mercy given. You're
come on, you're right. Right. You're right. Right. You're yeah. right.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
Would you raise your hand and ask the Lord to help us here?
Lord.
I want the Lord to help us here on a Sunday afternoon.
Jesus.
3:40 on a Sunday afternoon, Lord. My desire, my intention, and my goal is to help somebody here today.
Holy God.
Lord, I do. I want to help somebody. I want to change somebody's life.
Holy God.
Help me, Lord.
I want to make an impact in somebody's life for them to have
mighty God.
Mercy.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
People are quick to judge and they're quick to spout out and they don't know it. A lot of people, you know, through the years, 14, we're on the break of having 15 years, at least I have, 15 years. Some of you have been here a lot of that. Some of you have been here most of that. Some of you have been here about all that. Amen. And in 15 years, I will say this, not everybody, but there's a lot of people, they're quick to spout off and say things when they don't know the story.
Come on.
Brother Jason, you ought to do this. You don't know the story. How can you tell me how I need to handle a situation and you don't even know the situation?
Right.
Praise be to God. Come on, brother.
Come on. Amen. How can you spout out, amen, about things and you don't even know what's going on behind the closed
door? Blessed be God.
Amen. What I'm trying to tell you is you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that person who's quick to judge.
Yes, God.
Bless him, Lord.
Matthew 23:23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jesus. Hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, such as judgment, mercy, and faith.
Mm-hmm.
He said, here you got the law down pat, you got the do's and don'ts down. But your heart is far from being right. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
That's right.
You grow in mercy. How do you grow in mercy?
Come on.
By practicing mercy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Forgive those who have wronged you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's hard to do.
That's right.
Purposefully become involved with those who are hurting. Become involved with the poor. Become involved with those that have a need that you can meet and that you can reach out and touch.
Come
we
on.
Show mercy by praying for others in the Lord.
That's right.
And out of the Lord.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Brother David Bradley called me last night. I don't know, about 8 o'clock last night. He called me. He said, man, I just want to let you know you've been on my heart heavy for about 2 days. I said, thank you, Brother David. I need that. Amen. I need your prayers. I need your prayers. Thank you for that. You know what he was doing? You know what Brother David Bradley was doing? He was showing mercy to me.
Yeah.
He was showing mercy
to
me.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, you've been on my heart. I've had about 3 or 4 preachers call me this week and said, you've been on my heart heavy this week. And I said, thank you. And God put it on earth for a reason. I need your prayers. I need your prayers.
Come on.
Mercy is one of the graces that should characterize us as Christians.
Yes.
I'm doing a miserable job here, but what I'm trying to get you to understand is be very careful before you jump into things that you don't know nothing about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Be very careful.
Bless you, Lord. Come on, brother.
Be very careful. Colossians 3:12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, longsuffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
That's right.
That's a mouthful, isn't
it? Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
You got a quarrel against one another, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any men have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. You're quarreling and you're fighting and you're scuffing and can't get along. He said, you better forgive as Christ forgave you. Amen.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes.
Hey. You ready for higher preaching next Sunday?
Come on, brother. You're doing good.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Help us, Lord.
Wow. These Beatitudes get down deep, don't they?
Come on, brother.
Woo! Heart.
This Sermon on the Mount gets down pretty deep, don't it?
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. One more time, let's ask the Lord to help us, Lord.
Jesus. Lord, my God.
Oh,
I really felt on my heart.
Today.
preach these little serious services. I don't know what the future holds. God, this has been on my heart, Lord. If we can't get these, if we can't get the very basics, Lord, we're not going to be able to progress and be strong Christians and be spiritual Christians. Lord, help us to get the basics. God, there's some folks in here on this Sunday morning service. God, right here, Sunday afternoon Let's service, they need to get the basics. Help us, God, to do this.
Yes.
So we can move further and closer and stronger in you, Lord.
Yes, God, yes.
Hallelujah. Jude, well, Matthew 6:14, for if you forgive them their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Jude 1:21, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord.
Right.
Jesus Christ, unto eternal life, and of some having compassion, making a difference.
That's right.
And others, saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by flesh.
That's right.
Luke 6:36, be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful.
Blessed.
Amen. You know, And I dealt last Sunday. I don't have time to get into all that. And it really made me sick this week to see that the President of the United States would pardon, what was it, 30-some inmates on death row that killed folks in cold blood, and the President pardoned them. That was my sermon last week. Who knew that was going to happen a week after I preached that? That's not having mercy, because them 36 people's got families out there somewhere that got mercy. Then went through the judicial system. Then went through the system and said, these men killed folks in cold blood. And the judicial system that we've set in place in this country said they're worthy of the death penalty. And you know what happened? Some president come and said, we're going to let them off the hook. That's not mercy.
No.
That president did not show mercy in that situation.
Right.
Come on.
He that despiseth his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he.
Hallelujah.
Do they not err that devise evil, but mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good.
Amen.
Stand with me in this house. I preach to you in my heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be unto God.
I preach to you in my heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, blessed God.
We say things such as this. I don't understand how this one or that one could ever be, you know? That's why it's not up to us to be the judge.
Right.
That's why it's up to God.
That's right, brother. That's right.
I'm glad I'm not the one up there determining whether somebody dies or lives. I'm glad it's not me. I really am. I'm glad I'm not involved in that, Brother George, because I don't have enough sense to figure out who lives and who dies. That's God's sense.
That's yeah. Right, brother.
Yeah. That's for God to figure out.
Amen.
And when we go to figuring out, well, I've heard people say, but so-and-so, they'd be better off dead.
Come on.
You better be careful. You're stepping into the realm of God.
That's right.
So true. Yeah.
You're stepping into the realm where you think you know better than God.
Be to God. Bless him, Lord.
I don't know who'd be better off dead. I'm not there, brother. I'm not that high at the totem pole that I can figure all that out.
That's right, brother.
One thing I can figure out, that if God can have mercy, I can have mercy.
Amen.
Right.
That's what I have figured out, Brother George.
That's right. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
And Brother Tommy, if God can forgive, and I believe this, I believe God can forgive anything that a person ever does that I can find in the Bible. Now, I live my life according to what the Bible says. I believe God can forgive anything besides the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost.
Right. Right.
Now, if you do that, he said you've crossed the line.
That's right.
And I don't have time to get into that, but I do believe very few people. That's a very, very. It takes a lot to get to there.
Right.
It takes a lot to get to that.
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, when they backslide and they get away from God, they feel like they've blasphemed the Holy Ghost. Most of the time, that's not the case.
Come on.
Amen. But what I'm telling you is, God can forgive a murderer.
Yes, right.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Woo.
Thank you.
Right. I know. We hate to think about it, but God can forgive somebody that would molest a child. God can forgive people.
Yes.
You can't. You might not forgive them. Others might not forgive them, but God can forgive anybody.
Right,
thank you, Lord.
You're right. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Amen. Holy. I'm up against the deep stuff here, and come I can't on, seem man. To get it dug out.
Come on, brother.
Come on.
It's not your and my decision to figure out who God can forgive and who God can't forgive.
Right.
That's not on us.
Right.
But he said, I'll have mercy on whom I will have mercy.
Glory be to God.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Amen. And we better leave some things to God.
Jesus.
Because, let me leave you this, and I'm done. I really am. I'm not smart enough to really tackle this topic right here. But here's where you go wrong at. When you try to play the role of God, and you try to figure out this and this, and God shouldn't forgive this one, and God shouldn't let that one die. And when you get into that realm of things, you'll become a bitter soul.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
You'll become a bitter soul. And every day of your life will be misery because you'll be eaten up in bitterness. Amen.
You'll be the
God. Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
This Lord's preaching that book. Man,
Jesus. Come on, brother.
Lord's preaching that.
Doing good.
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
Man, I had no intentions on getting on some of this.
Hallelujah be unto God.
One more time, you better leave it to God.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
You better learn to trust God.
Right.
You better learn to trust God. Somebody help me on this piano. Let's pray one more time. It's a little different for me. I hardly ever preach like this. Hardly ever deal like this. But I feel the Holy Ghost told me here today. You can take it or leave it. You can believe it to be God trying to help us, or you can. Or you can hear, it's up to you.
In the name of the Lord, have your way, mighty God.
Lord, right here on a Sunday.
Hallelujah.
351, 352 in the day here. Right now is a crossroads for some folks. I believe it's a crossroad in their life where they're going to learn just to give it to you or take it to the grave and be bitter over it, God. Take it to the grave and wallow in it. Wallow in it, Lord. Be unmerciful. Learn to give mercy. Learn to trust you. Yea, I say to thee this day, while halt ye between two opinions, I say bring it to an altar today and trust me. Yea, I say I've dealt with your heart this day, and I've dealt with thee many times in the past. Bring it and leave it in the altar this day. If you want mercy, you will show mercy. And if you want my help and my grace, yea, I say, leave it in the altar this day. Mercy will be found of you, saith God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Play, Sister Missy, play. That's the altar call. Come on, church. Come on, church.
Hallelujah.
God, give the altar call today.
I need you, help, Lord.
Can I really lay it down, God, and leave it to you and let you take care of it, God? Can I really trust you, Lord? Come on, church. Come on. Can you really trust him? Oh, God. Can you really trust him?
No one can touch you like Jesus can. No one can give you peace.
Oh,
God has made me.